This is You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale. Timeless insights on success, personal development, and the power of positive thinking, brought to you by Nightingale Conant.
Hello. Some time ago, I read a story that had a very profound effect on me. With my customary brilliant memory, I can recall neither the name of the book nor the author. Maybe you'll recognize it. Anyway, it was about a young man who was to be hanged for committing some crime. This was way back, the early days. The young man didn't sleep at all during his last night on earth, and dawn found him standing at his cell window from where he could see over the prison walls to the countryside beyond. At the first sign of the beautiful rosy-fingered dawn, as Homer used to call it, a change began in the young man. Suddenly he became tremendously interested in seeing the first faint rays of the sun touch the leaves of the trees. He noticed the rich brown earth and the bright green of the fields. And as he gripped the bars of his cells and stared intently at the scene which had been played every morning for countless centuries, tears started down his cheeks. He realized that he was seeing the glory and the magnificence of the world and all it meant for the first time in his life. And as the muffled footsteps of the jailers could be heard on their way to take him to the gallows, he was still at his cell window, transfixed by the unspeakable beauty of the sunrise. The beauty and the wonder of life had been there all along. He had simply waited until it was too late to enjoy it, and I doubt if he's been the only one. All of us have a tendency to waste time. Maybe it's because we don't realize that it's one of the few really precious things we'll ever own until we're in danger of losing it. Let's take the average, if there is such a thing, the average working man, for instance. He works 40 hours a week. Now this leaves him 72 hours a week when he's neither working nor sleeping. This is supposing he sleeps a full 8 hours every night. 72 hours of time every week. This is almost twice the time he spends on a job that supports his whole family. Think what he could do with just a part of this time. But what does our average man do with it? Well, as a general rule, he doesn't do anything at all with it. You've heard the expression, I'm just killing time? Well, that's what he does with it. Home on a typical evening, he eats dinner and then goes into the living room and turns on his escape box. The screen lights up and people and horses begin moving around on it, and from then on he's through for the next 4 or 5 hours. He spends all this time in front of a TV set watching other people earn excellent incomes in the pursuit of their careers while he makes not a nickel and only gets red eyes and a hollow head for his efforts. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Nothing wrong, that is, if you're so bored and discouraged with your own world that you have to devote all of your free time escaping to other worlds you must feel are superior to your own. I think television stands as one of the world's greatest developments. But as Ben Franklin used to say, everything in moderation. A part of that free time should be devoted to becoming great where you are, studying ourselves, our job, our industry, and above all, to the job of becoming a fairly rational, intelligent human being. A good way to spend the next dull evening might be to catalog all the books in your house and find out how many you still have to read. As for me, I only watch the great shows on TV, the ball games and the fights. I'll be back in a minute. If you find you can hardly wait to lose yourself in some route of escape every time you don't have something to do, it might be time to sit down and have a long talk with yourself and ask yourself such questions as, where am I going? What is it I really want? And who am I?
You've been listening to You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale, brought to you by Nightingale Conant. Until next time, remember, you become what you think about.